listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A task force is set to uncover how the agriculture industry can support farm businesses during dry season challenges. It follows the Agriculture Minister's call to establish a task force, which is set to be chaired by the Wheatbelt Development Commission CEO. Member for the Central Wheatbelt, Mia Davies, says she's hopeful it will work, but has her doubts.
It has been very effective in the past. It depends on who's involved, and it really takes the effort of the minister to drive the initiatives that are required through the cabinet. I've got grave concerns that this minister hasn't been our greatest advocate from an agricultural perspective, and so it's a bit of a wait and see.
Calls for face-to-face consultation on the proposed South Coast Marine Park are set to be answered in Esperance from today. DBCA deploying a team of experts to a dedicated information station inside the Esperance Lotteries House Thursday to Saturday for up to 8 weeks. Dedicated sessions will also be held in Hopetown this Sunday and on May 25th, with some bookable spots available. Renewed calls have come to light to make freight trains more visible across Australia. It follows grain company CBH's move to start putting side lighting on its trains over the next couple of years. Western Roads Federation CEO Cam Dumasy says current conditions make it very difficult to see at night.
There are 23,000 level crossings in Australia. Over 18,000 of those do not have booms or flashing lights. They're just what's referred to as a passive crossing. So it has a give way sign and a stop sign. Our freight trains can be over 1,000 metres long. They run at night and they've got no side lighting.
In sport, the Eastern Goldfields Netball Association returns tomorrow night for the 2024 season. Round one will see the Imperials take on the Steelers at 6:30 p.m. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.